Black communities are essentially, like, you know, because of displacement and gentrification, are being pushed out and dispersed throughout the state. One of the things we learned from redistricting is that, you know, while traditional urban hubs like LA and Oakland are losing Black population because of, you know, the housing crisis and affordability issues, we are actually seeing pretty significant growth in new areas where you wouldn't necessarily think about Black people being. So, like, Orange County had, I think, a 30% increase over a 10-year period of Black folks. Right now, we don't have any groups in Orange County, but we're looking for them. I think the same could be said in the Central Valley. We've seen this increase in the IE. And then even in the Bay, as people are moving, you know, sort of away from the coast and more inland. But what we also are seeing in addition to that is not only lower voter registration rates, but also lower voter turnout rates. And I think the main reason for that is because there's no infrastructure built there, right? That these are new areas where people don't have community yet and don't have a community organization that can keep in touch with them, that can let them know that an election's coming up or how they should vote, you know, on a ballot. And so we've been trying to figure out, right, because again, I mentioned that our model requires you to have work that we can integrate into, but how do you do that with an up and coming organization that may not have all of the pieces built yet? Do we need to sort of, you know, take a chance and believe in, you know, sort of these upstart organizations to make sure that we have infrastructure in some of these new places? And you know, it's a bit of a, right, it's not an established organization that has a track record that I know funders usually like to see. And so it's different, but I think it's also worth it because I think we're seeing that, you know, we're seeing the impact and again, the lower kind of turnout and registration rates when you don't have organizations in these areas that can kind of fuel some of that. So I would say to be looking at these new kind of emerging areas and not just the traditional areas that we would typically think about as like hotbeds for civic engagement.